Preparing this morning's talk, I was reminded of something Gurudeva used to do on occasion, go back far enough. He would be talking to the monks in the morning and be getting awfully fiery and dynamic and wonder, gee, what did we do wrong? You know, I thought everything was okay, and all of a sudden Gurudeva was fired up. And then you realize that, oh, tomorrow he's giving a talk to such and such group. And he's actually getting ready to get fired up at them. So you have to not take it personally and realize that he's just talking to the ethers and not to you personally. So I thought I'd try the same here. But it's not a fiery talk. It's just a very gentle talk, but getting ready for the trip to Asia. It's coming up September 4th, I think it is. So starting to think about the talks that will be given along the way. We're passing through Malaysia on the to and from Mauritius, and then we're also passing through Singapore on the way back. But the trip is primarily for Mauritius. The idea is that most of the members in Mauritius are not able to come here. Whereas in Malaysia and Singapore, a lot of the members do come. Every few years they come regularly. But so we're feeling a need, particularly with Gurudeva's Mahasamadhi and all, to strengthen our ties with the members in Mauritius. And so we plan to go there at Ganesha Chaturthi time this year as well as in subsequent years, focus on them. It's a wonderful time for the Mauritius members there with the Panchamukha Ganapati Mandapam in place on Ganesha Chaturthi. Don't know exactly how many people, but it's in the thousands, come to worship Ganesha there at that time every year. So it's a natural time for a public talk and a nice event. Sitting right into the timing, Ganesha Chaturthi, and Mauritius is a public holiday. That's a nice turn. Maybe someday we'll have a Hindu public holiday in the U.S. That would be nice. Deepavali or something was Gurudeva's vision. Could be a holiday in the U.S. every year. So along the way, we're giving talks. One of the talks, which we're giving on the way to Mauritius in Kuala Lumpur at a mission gathering, is on Parents as the First Guru. As you know, we printed up that little flyer which has the 9 parenting points. And so you might hear some about that in the next talk or two before we go, warming up for that. And we'll also be giving that talk in Mauritius. And this talk here is designed for a temple in Grand Bay, which is, of course, where Sivakumaran and Kavita live. It's a Shiva temple there. And one of the trustees of the temple, Mr. Paramal, has generously given us his new bungalow. It's on the beach there in Grand Bay. We have 2 rooms in his new bungalow for free for the stay. So we'll be seeing the members not in a hotel, but right there in a private bungalow, which is very nice of him. And he's invited us to speak at the Shiva temple there as well, which Gurudeva visited, and I believe we donated a Kodi Maram, I think, to it. To brush up on that before we go. So this talk is a very simple talk about Shiva, trying to address any common misconceptions, because this will just be a gathering of people in the Grand Bay area. It's not designed for our members. It's not a high-powered talk or a sophisticated talk. It's designed to be translated into Creole. And so here goes. There are some who say that Hindus believe in a trinity of gods: Brahma, the creator, Vishnu, the preserver, and Rudra, or Shiva, the destroyer. But of course, this is not true. The truth is that Hindus believe in a one God who performs all three of these functions, creation, preservation, and destruction. And of course, to Hindus of the Saivite denomination, this one supreme being is known as God Shiva. In addition to these three acts of creation, preservation, and destruction, God Shiva also performs two more actions which relate specifically to the soul. The first of these actions is that he hides himself from us. So it's very interesting. You know, though he pervades the entire universe, though he pervades us, he's within us, we can't find him. How is that? He's hidden himself from us. And this, of course, is his action of the veiling grace. We can't see him, even though he's everywhere. So, a simple analogy is, to parents and children, it's as if to a young child, the mother and father are playing hide and seek. They've hidden. And it's the object of the child to find the mother and father. They've hidden themselves from the child. It's a game, just like that. So the second of these two actions is that he eventually shows himself to us. This, of course, is called his revealing grace, and it's like the child successfully finding in the game of hide and seek the parents who have hidden themselves.